You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Derek, West Brom have lost just two of their last seven in the Premier League, winning four and drawing one. They've had five clean sheets, as you would expect, in those matches, given that they're managed by Tony Pulis. And we're still waiting for Leicester's wheels to fall off their particular bus, Derek, here. I looked at the prices for this game. West Brom as outsiders against Leicester at home.
It's mad. It's absolute madness. I mean, I'm sure West Brom have played Leicester about six times already this season. These kind of games should be banned. The 19-10 now. West Brom have just gone to 19-10. 2-1 at home to Leicester. Come on. I don't care what Leicester are playing like. They're going to have a dip in form soon, and this is the time to step in. You're ahead of the game here. If you back West Brom at almost 2-1, it's too big a price. You've got to get on.
No, I agree. I agree. I couldn't believe it when I saw these prices. 19-10, West Brom to win this game. The draw 2-1, Leicester in the betting at 13-8. Lee.
Yeah, it's very tempting, isn't it? I must admit, I'm finding it hard to disagree just on a pure price play. I think it'll be low on goals. I mean, I think Leicester finally got the clean sheet, didn't they? And I think we might see the fact that they get the clean sheet means that they start to sacrifice a few more chances up front. And I think that, I wouldn't be surprised if we start to see less exciting games from Leicester before we see the wheels fall off. So what I'm saying is we might see a couple of draws and a couple of low-scoring draws. I wouldn't be surprised if this is a draw. I don't think they'll go from beating Palace, and nilling them as well and doing really well to losing to West Brom. West Brom aren't all that, but what we do know is that they won't be pushing the boat out. So I like under 2.5 goals here, but I'm just going to play the draw. I think it might be a 1-1. I wouldn't mind looking at can Vardy do it again? I mean, every week, how Leicester's wheel's going to fall off. It's also, when is Vardy going to come down to his natural weight? When is he going to stop playing Messi? Surely it's soon, but... a little bit of an interesting battle between Berahino and Vardy here as well. I'm sure there'll be a little bit of rivalry there too. Two players who I'm sure would love to think that they could be in the Euro 2016 squad come next summer. So I think I'll probably side slightly with Berahino being at home. But Berahino and Vardy to both score in the match might be an interesting one.
If you're looking at Berahino to score 13-8, Lee, Jamie Vardy, odds against. I mean, he's done it in his last seven now. 13-10. For Jamie Vardy to score, and if you fancy both of them
well
to score,
I know he's been scoring a lot of goals, but will he get that many chances against West Brom? He admitted, didn't he, that I think it was last week, he said I'm not actually getting that many chances, but I'm just scoring them. And I thought that's fantastic for him and brilliant that he's so efficient in front of goal. That won't last forever. It doesn't last forever. It can't. So on those prices, Berahino has to be the bet if you're taking one of the two.
Of course, you know what, Lee? 13-8 Berahino against 13-10 Vardy. Berahino is the bet all day long because you're right, everything you say about Vardy. If you carry on that kind of form, he'd end up with almost 40 goals for the season. We know that ain't going to happen. And Berahino's at home. Leicester are playing against West Brom, who are going to be camped round. Even at home, they're going to be not giving any chances away. If there's a market, Berahino to outscore Vardy, you'd be on that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'm a match bet, yeah.
If you fancy the double, the anytime goal scorers doubled, you'll find this in scorers and corners under that tab. Anytime goal scorers doubled. Jamie Vardy and Saido Berahino both to score at any time in the match. 5-1 here with William Hill, if you fancy that.
Not bad.
It's not bad, but we expect a low-scoring game, don't we, I think?
Yeah. But having said that, DK, if you think I'm not saying my prediction of 1-1 is going to be absolutely nailed on, but if you do think each team is going to score at least one goal, chances are it'll be Vardy who scores it for Leicester. There's not many others popping up at the minute, is there?
No, that's a fair point. The 1-1 draw is in the betting at 6-1.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.